Three.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyle. How can I help you today?
My name is Raymond Rivera.
Okay.
And you're a trendy grade Mac Circle?
I'm sorry?
What company is this?
We're a third-party call center that deals with over 100 different products.
Is this trending grade?
I'm sorry, you said trending grade?
Yeah.
No.
Maximum?
No, sir.
Well, you were drawing from my bank account.
What's your zip code, sir?
76574.
76574. What's your name?
Raymond Rivera.
Do you know Carmen Rivera?
Raymond Rivera.
Do you know a Carmen?
Yes, yes, that's my wife.
Okay, yes, sir. It's under her name, sir.
So what am I looking for?
What did we purchase?
Can you verify? I won't be able to discuss that unless you verify your address.
3009 Meadow Lane, Taylor, Texas.
Okay, sir. It looks like your wife, she paid shipping and handling on January the 3rd for a Wi-Fi.
She purchased what?
Sir, it looks like on January 3rd, 2022, it looks like she paid shipping and handling $7.45 for a Wi-Fi booster.
Wi-Fi booster?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and then on January 8th, you took out $49.97.
Yes, sir. Stayed to the terms and conditions, sir. I don't know if she's seen the terms and conditions, sir, but the membership fee for the Fast Direct store, the $49.97, you will be billed 48 hours later. That's what ended up happening. And she will receive a $125 gift card through her email. Each month that you're enrolled, you'll be charged for that $49.97, sir.
Excuse me, that car is under my name and it's private. My wife doesn't use that card,
but it's under her name, sir. Miss Carmen, that's who provided the charger, sir.
Listen, I never purchased anything.
She never purchased anything.
I don't touch his card. You're doing something illegal then.
Today, you.
I don't even use the.
Today you do $49.97 again.
Sir, that's charge declined, sir.
Huh?
It was declined.
Today it was declined because yes. We never made that purchase.
Yes, sir. I was stating before, sir, it's under your wife's name, sir. Miss Carmen, C-A-R-E-M-N, but I can catch
my
you.
My wife does not use my card. She has her own card.
I don't know why it would be on her name, sir, but I can cancel today, sir.
Yes, do that.
You have to cancel today and cancel every other thing because we don't have it.
Okay, sir. Would you like your cancellation?
Excuse me.
Would you like your cancellation number, sir?
Wait a minute. January 8th, $49.97. And then you have $7.45 on January 4th.
Okay, sir. Would you like your cancellation number?
Yes.
C as in Charlie?
Yes. Go ahead.
258. 706 Six. S-I-S, the number six.
S-I.
The number six, ma'am. 5-6-6.
C-2-5-8-7-0.
Six.
West seats.
No, the number six. The number that comes after 5-6, sir.
Oh, 6-6-6.
Yes, yes, sir, yes.
Okay.
757. 757. Yes, sir, you have been canceled for today.
No.
How about the other times?
You're canceled. You won't be. You have been canceled today, sir. That's what I'm stating, sir. You won't be charged any future more, sir.
How about
January 4 and January 8?
I don't have anything. I didn't get anything.
Okay, sir. With that being stated, sir, you talking about the charge? You talking about you trying to get reimbursement?
My wife. Let me make it clear.
I understand what you're saying, sir. You said your wife did not make the charge, sir, but I was just stating to you, that's why I could not find an account under your name because it was under your wife's name, sir. I do understand what you're saying. Your wife does not have access to your car, sir.
Okay, so on January 8th, you took out $49.97. And on January 4th, you took out
$7.45. Yes,
I want reimbursement for that, and I'm going to keep checking and see if I have any more from withdrawal from you.
I can offer you a 35% refund, sir.
Excuse me?
I can offer you a 35% refund, sir.
No, we didn't make such purchase. So we need full refund.
I can offer you 50% refund, sir.
I don't understand you.
Hello, sir. Are you there?
Yes.
I can offer you a 50% refund, sir.
You go for what?
50%? A 50% refund, sir. 50%.
I need 100%. $49.97. We didn't make such purchase.
I can offer you 50% refund, sir.
I don't understand what you're saying. Can you put your supervisor on or manager, somebody? Hello?
Hello? Are you coming back?
Where's the Wi-Fi? Hello. No, that's not it.
Okay.
Porque vimos de nuevo. Voy a llamar de nuevo.
Ella no quiso dar contestar nada. They could be hacking us, Raymond. ¿Tú no fuiste que compraste el Wi-Fi ese que
sí, pero
a pedir?
Ese era de...
¿De qué fue lo que tú mandaste a pedir de California?
Míralo ahí.
¿Y qué es eso?
$7 lo que valía eso. No, 49 pesos.
Sí, pero puede ser que ella, este será la compañía. Ahí ves que está. It could be the company. Wireless Wi-Fi. Entonces, let's say the name.
Sí, pero no costó $7.
Sí, pero they could be charging you for this. On and on and on. Exacto, pero they do tricks. Mira, mira a ver si es el mismo nombre. 20 whatever it's called.
Es esto.
Sí, que tú lo pones en la con lo que Junior tiene. Pero you want to know the company's name because it has a name there.
Chinese,
right in China. Wi-Fi. No, we're going to speak to you, didn't make it. No, tiene este. Todo. Este lo hicimos. Tiene que tener un nombre de. Esos son people that are happy.